Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your host tonight, Jabril Salam, and host with Chinupa Gluha Money, Strong Heart Warrior Society, the free and independent Lakota Nation. This is a talk show where we allow our people to come on and be able to express things going on in Indian country and in their communities throughout Turtle Island. We welcome all the listeners to call in, participate. Our call-in number is 657-383-1630. We open our song, we open our show with a prayer, and we close out with a song in Native language. Tanisha tonight will open up with some discussion concerning issues going on in Indian country. So welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People. Oh, Chinupa, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you all doing this evening?
Oh, we doing good out here. And happy to be with you and be on the show tonight with our listening audience. And we've really been into some heavy discussions all this week with different people about the issues going on in the nation. So we'd like to share that with the people tonight and get into some heavy topics and share some things what's going on in Indian country so that the people will be able to have a good exchange. So if you will, you can open up with a prayer for us tonight.
Yes, I will. Let's get the prayer started for everybody that's tuned in. This is our Lakota prayer to everyone, even our Cheyenne brothers and sisters that headed home.
Beautiful day in Indian country. Great day. As my brothers and sisters are traveling home back to Cheyenne country, I wanted to say a warm welcome to every one of them that were participating up here. It really alarms me when other people say they're going to do things for our Native brothers and sisters, but in the end, they cannot fulfill, man, the destiny's choice. So that choice and the destiny is about the independent structure that our people still have and has never, ever been relinquished. And I look back at the times when my grandfather Roy Martin, my mother's father, did allow this independent structure for people to get back into the basics and knowledge of what we still have as a free people. That powerful nation can still exist if our people will put all that Western behavior aside and start thinking freely. Today, our people don't do that. So without any further delay, as we discuss this opening virtue about imperialism, we see a lot of great changes happening that are affecting people in Indian country. And I mean people. I'm meaning the Oyate in general, meaning the people. And so these measures are really taking a crucial, you know, taunt against us. And you see a lot of tribal governments relinquishing their sovereignty to stand with the state. And then you have our own tribal people saying things that, oh, yeah, we should let the state take over and deal with what they want. They do that, they'll take you for granted, man, and take everything from you. So people don't get that. And I'm talking about my Lakota people here on Pine Ridge. You guys are so eager to talk like you really know something, when in fact, to know something is right in front of you, but you forget to understand the balance of what Mother Earth has provided for us in great mystery. And with all that, I'm giving you this opening virtue because we want to get into some heavy topics to address a lot of the things that are going on in Indian country. So I'm going to turn it back over to the listening audience and you too, Brother Jabril. Thank you for you and Ami for getting the show started. And thanks to Sister Leona and many others. Hopefully that country keeps up. So I'll turn it all back to everybody to have questions and let's get down to some serious issues going on in the Indian country.
Okay, thank you for that prayer and for that understanding, my brother. And this is something which you brought up, which is a very detriment to people, is when you give your word to do something, you should fulfill it, because this is truth and honesty from the heart. And the tongue should only say that which is true. And when you make intention to help someone, or you say from your mouth, you give them your word to do something, you should follow with the action to fulfill it. And if you find that you cannot fulfill it, you should at least have the courtesy to let them know, or expedite that through some charity, feeding someone or some kindness to someone, to expedite that which you was not able to do. Because not only is the great creator a witness to your words and your intent, but the people who you give the word to, you may have harmed their hearts. And then you earn their distrust that they won't trust you anymore. And they find you, they'll label you as a liar, or label you as one that's dishonest or deceiving. And these are very bad characteristics and quality, as our brother has just said in the short way. So we should be very careful of that. And this is just advice, first of all, to myself, because my ears are closer to my mouth. And I heard the reprimand from my brother. So the one who really believe in the Creator and really close to Mother Earth should take heed to words of wisdom. Waksape. Lakota. Wo Lakota. So this is the, in this saying, is like, this is a way that those people honor their way of life by true honor words, you know, and our heart should speak only true words, not deceive people. When you say you're going to do something, you make every effort to get it done, and if you can't, then you should at least let the people know that I cannot fulfill this word, or even if you came late, you did fulfill it, but this is the honorable way. So we must keep that in front of us, because this goes a long way for the people and for yourself, because you are, everyone is accountable for his actions, his intentions and deeds. So going back to what's going on here in Indian country, we have this epidemic thing, this pandemic, this virus thing. And this is an issue which is affecting everybody, especially people of color, that they are ones who are having very hard time. You don't hear much about other people in the European communities and other communities who are having great effect upon them, because this thing is, most of the time they focus these things towards people of color and people who are poor, the poor people. So we, people who have knowledge of these things and are in a stronger position, we have to stand up and speak up for our people and protect our people, because some people are not strong enough to protect themselves. So those societies who have warriors, those warriors need to step up and protect your elders and protect your young people. So I turn it back over to anyone who wants to call in and say anything what's going on in their community, express their concerns. That's what this platform is for, so that we can bring issues out and help each other to grow and to make progress. So, you know, we have so many issues going on across the reservations because the reservations are actually a prison camp. Because people who were free and independent, they were duped into a contract of what they call a treaty. And the treaties only last so long. All contracts, commercial contracts, they have an expiration. But we've been led to believe these things run forever and ever, when they actually don't. So because our people don't do a lot of reading, studying, then they miss a lot of things, misinformed on things. So we like to bring these things to the light. So I wanted to bring up one issue, and that's the 1840 boundary in Lakota country, which covers four to five different states. Well, actually, back in the time of Petawakan Shukoin, where this covered the seven sacred council fires, ran all the way from northern Canada all the way down to Louisiana, all the way from Michigan, all the way back to the Dakotas. So this territory actually is the original territory of the Petawakan Shukoin. And Chinooka, can you expound on that for us a little bit?
As we've said in the past from our ancestors and my grandfather, Roy, they've always said this in Lakota. And so bear with me, listening audience. Makote kile ni chopi. Champet wanzi mila haska kile na makote kile. Simpi. Na toske hena pasisa na woye kita wanzi. Ipak egena kabhata. Taku hena ni chopi. Echin se etu on eta makote kile manuyo. O esuhan o ate ki huk. What I said in the Lakota language, what my grandfather had said, this land is where we're living from, which is our birth mother, our grandmother, and so on. And Grandpa said that we need to stand firmly on top of this land because the white man wants it. He'll do anything in his power to steal it. And to this godforsaken day, in the year 2021, he's trying to make his attempt to do just that. The environment, as he said, was at a crucial intent because of what the white man keeps extracting from the earth. So it's up to us, ableza that, meaning it's up to us to see those matters and look at the matters and stand truthfully with our Earth Mother and all the four-legged creatures, the elk, the buffalo, the spotted tail people, and the eagle. These are the reasons why we still coexist in 2021, because the language that is detrimental and effective in indigenous country, just like the Indigenous Voices of the People radio show, this is what shows the truth that the white man is afraid of. And I'm not saying this to be negative. I'm saying that if you are an Indian and you claim to be an Indian, then live it. Don't talk about it. I always say this in some of my speaking engagements. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're because they keep running back to what the white man has given to you for that survival of trying to coexist in their world. Their world is material. Take a look at it. Even them people, even the white race is at odds with each other now. They'll never stop. They'll never go away until people like us, indigenous people, and many others of color, teach this man how to quit lying. The white man is a liar. Don't forget that. And when you follow his path, guess what? You'll become a liar amongst your own. And there's no honesty that you won't have that you were connected to the Earth Mother and the great mixture of the four-legged creatures that still are roaming here to remind us that we need to be free. And what my little brother was mentioning about the 1840 territorial boundary, that is still in existence. But a majority of our people are circumventing it because they allow the white man to take their responsibility away from them from exercising the validity of independence. It's kind of like the sacred way of life. Our Cheyenne brothers and sisters came out here to meet with other tribal members of ours, and our other tribal members lied to us. And I'm talking about Dave Swallow. I'm talking about James Frankel. I'm talking about Wendell Yellowbull. And most definitely, I'm talking about Chase Pine and I. These men are out there on the internet playing who you are as the free people. They can't do that. They have to get the will and the knowledge and the know-how from their own. They don't do that. They lie, just like the white man does. So by expressing this popular opinion, what does it take to change the essence of a red nation people that lie and steal and cheat like the white man does? What does it take to change that essence of them? And I turn it back to the listening audience.
All righty. Well, what does it take? It takes, well, first of all, let's turn it back to the people. Anybody like to chime in on that? We have a few callers on the line. If anyone wants to join in the conversation, come in, state your name and where you're calling from and what nation you're from, and jump right in.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Jenny. Many hi.
Hello, Jenny. You're welcome.
Hi. I'm calling in from the Pawnee Nation Reservation here in Northwest Montana. And I was wanting to just listen in, but every time, you know, when I hear somebody speaking truth, you know, I always want to share, you know, what I understand and what he's saying is the truth. Listen to how all these men that he's talking about, how they're just carrying on doing whatever they want, you know, and how that it comes to a point where, you know, there's a lot of them that are out there doing stuff like that. But how do you stop it? That question with myself, if it has to do with our traditional ceremonial ways, then we have to look at what's in that teaching and what status of those people or what. And for me, I would say, well, if we're talking about, you know, dealing the pipe teaching, then that would have to go back to the woman then. Because the woman had the right to put a stop to that. They had the right to shut down the ceremony. They had the right to correct them, to strip them from anything and everything they have, knowing that what they're using it for is not good for all the people. Everything that the people done in our teachings has to have been good for all the people before it was done. That's why a lot of those old ones that knew the teaching, they didn't just do like these people are doing today that sit in these white men offices. Because the old ones that knew the teaching about angels, about the universe, everything that we speak about. Teaching whenever about white men's education and sitting in offices and sleeping good and driving good, whatever, living good and all that. Because they knew this world would come to what it is right now. Well, they lived with less. They didn't try to live like the white people, the white men. And that's what our people come to. They all live by competition. They all lie. Still not honest. So that question I asked, you know, then the grandmothers, you know, because the man has to be reminded, you know, where the pipe came from. We should all know that by now. If we're talking about creation and that, these things, when we talk about all of this, you know, to us, it's a serious matter. It's not just something that we just say, you know, don't mean nothing. Well, all of those ones are out there collecting off of the stories of our people, the history, everything, you know, what the white man did and still doing today, but they're collecting and putting it in their own pockets and not caring about the people themselves that they're speaking about, because we're all survivors of our ancestors, and then they're not real. And that's not right. A lot of us, you know, we struggle every month. And it's not because we're uneducated or we're lazy or we never, you know, get anything in our mind. Not because of it. Well, yeah. I feel it's time for the women, the grandmothers, to really get the understanding of the status that was given to us when it comes to our spiritual understanding. We know not to play with it if we know what it is. If it's too real for us, it's not no game. And a lot of them, they use it like that. They collect off of it like that. You know, that's not right, because that's hurting them. And if they don't understand what that means to them, then I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're teaching or who they're teaching and why they're teaching. So it's a serious thing. When you're actually raised around the teachings and you know that it's not right when you see people doing wrong with it. But how do we stop it? Well, I have to say something.
Yeah, you. That's very. Thank you for that understanding, Sister Jenny. what you said, honesty and truth is so important. Because if there's no truth in it, then it's no good. It can't stand. It's no value to anybody. And that's what's got us in this fix: is untruths and corruptions and lies and so many things on the opposite side of where things should be, the way we once had it. Which brings us back to that topic of the independence. And I think if we can bring the people back to truth and honesty and righteousness and justice, you know, there's all those things, those good attributes, they go with it, that independence that... You know, a lot of people nowadays are talking about being self-sufficient and being self-determined. And even the government, U.S. government is using this language, but not giving the full understanding. And the full understanding is truth and justice and righteousness and honesty. But they have no honesty. They lost that a long time ago. So we keep running back to it, and it leads us to a dead end. So we implore our people to go with these things, you know, truth, honesty, and righteousness. Be close to Creator. Be close to Mother Earth, and take care of one another. Take care of the nature of things, and take care of people. But we're so far from that. We've been individualized to be one who think about it, nufsy, himself, his desires, what he wants. More of I want, not what we need, not as a collective. We, us, and ours. People think like me, my, and I, and those are very bad qualities because they don't benefit none but the individual. I'll turn it back over to you, Tanupa.
You know, that's very interesting topic and understanding that, you know, our Blackfeet people brought out in yourself. My mom once told me this about people, okay, and she was talking about women and men. My mom said, the people of today are not people of yesterday and tomorrow. And when I think back on what mom was saying, she was talking about the nature of why we are all putting white privilege, white philosophical standards, white capabilities, and white think before us. When the colonists first arrived here, they didn't have nothing. They didn't have a damn thing. But here was the catch. Because we were a caring and a lovable people, we fed them. We taught them how to live off the land. We taught them how to grow it. And this is the contribution they gave us by isolating ourselves with the sicknesses that they've imposed upon us and continuously showing that their value of life, which is hatred, lying, and racism, is still existent in the year 2021. But I go back to that paraphrase of what Mom was saying. Our people ain't people of yesterday. They're not people of tomorrow. And they sure in the hell ain't going to be people of today until they surrender to themselves. Our people have become egotistic people that are just like the white man. See, the white man is a true liar of a race. No matter how you look at it, whether it's his elders or his babies, they're programmed to lie, but that's their punishment. And not the yellow man. None of them three races ever try to get above their spiritual practice except the white race. And this is why they're so privileged in a country that isn't theirs. This is why the population of white things coexist. And our people love that. As I said earlier, James Franco, Dave Swallow, Chase Ironhide, Wendell Yobo, these individuals lied to other tribal people. And they were hurt by that. And so we strong-heart dogs had to step up and wipe the slate clean because I notified people out there that are connected to us. I notified Gabriel Salam. I notified Mrs. Jenny Manyhide. I notified some of my Arapaho people, Devin, Old Man, many others. I notified my Northern Cheyenne brothers, Max, my brother Max, my sister, Christina Redbird. I notified them that my people were taken advantage of. And that was the norm that we stepped up to try to wipe the slate clean. This is the problem. We have become the wretched refuge by illustrating white man's philosophical standards in dealing with traditional values.
If you look at your sacred pipe or whatever sacred item you have that the great mystery and Mother Earth gave you, they're not telling you to lie. They're not telling you to steal. They're not telling you, man, to go against your own people. They have not done that. You see, the white man came up with a description that is still illustrated in his so-called Holy Bible, when them tabloids were destroyed a long, long time ago by them and one of their so-called prophets that followed the interpretation of what their God symbolically represented. And I'm talking about Moses. Moses broke those Ten Commandments, man, when the tabloids were created by stone. And to this day, they never were reproduced again in the accurate tone of worship. And when you read them in the Holy Bible that belongs to the white race, all of them, Ten Commandments, are not all lies, and they were all broken by the white race. He broke every one of them. And to this day, we're all living in sin because of that man. That is the most ego and evil-tistical human race on this earth. You will never see the color of man such as the red man, the yellow man, and the black man invade their country, which is Europe, where they came from, or even drop bombs on them people. You'll never see that. Because our involvement with the earth and all the creatures that are from the earth and all the things that surround it, we never, ever took anything for granted for the purpose of who we are as a one free people. And to this day, we are still being persecuted by that behavior, thanks to the white man. The white man is trying to do away with every race that he can get his hands on. And I say that with an open heart, because in the language of people, they say, in Lakota, they say, Wo Lakota si lilo o tehike. Na ampeti wanji, wo yukte wanji lo haf te hanta. Wa kantra ka ki chi mane tuki, toine ektu jasnio. Hechanoki, toine onchi makha le wo yukte ki isaki kiaka ya oke. He toine lo haf te sni. And those are the real truthful meanings that the language can tell you the honor of. And so I will it back to the people, and thanks for everyone that commented and spoke on the truthful things of where we're going and how we need to continue to share our atmosphere of love and harmony and honor with each other. Back to you all, listening audience.
Thank you, Wopila. I wanted to jump back on to something that Sister Jenny had just mentioned, and it's the sacred pipe. Here at Turtle Island, or Island Hill, as we called our nation before the advent of the colonization, the sacred pipe is what governed a lot of the nations here on Turtle Island. And nowadays, they want to call it a peace pipe. They commercialize this, the whole thing. But if they look back, even from the European perspective, all the agreements and treaties and so forth that they made with the indigenous nations here, they sat down and they smoked over this agreement. Therefore, it should be something in their mind that this is something sacred. This is something to them must be very, very important. And a lot of our people today, the indigenous people, have lost the concept or the knowledge behind the sacred pipe and what this represents, truth and honesty. So much so, even in those different holy books, they speak about the smoke in the Dukan. You know, this is something very sacred and very ancient. But the people in this modern industrial time have lost these concepts and lost the knowledge of the sacred pipe and what this really represents. And but if they think back, you know, the Hollywood always commercialized everything, and then the people, modern attires, the people's mind, they see this, you know, in a different way. But to us, it's a very sacred thing because we know what it is, and we need to bring this back because a lot of our people have lost that, and a lot of people have, they don't believe it no more. Yet they still, they, what brother say, he says, bastardize it. Yeah, they abuse it because they don't know. Just like any other spiritual practice. They abuse it because they've commercialized these things and taken the sacredness of it. Such as something even as far as in the morning when you open your eyes, the great creator allow you to wake up another day, give you another day on this beautiful planet, Mother Earth. We wash our face, we cleanse ourselves with water in the morning. This is a sacred thing. It's a sacred ritual. You watch the birds, as my mom used to tell me, son, keep your eye on the birds. She always have encouraged us, me and my brothers, to watch the birds. We are bird people. Our clan is a wolf clan, but we come from the bird people. Our totem animal is a bird. So we watch the bird. In the morning, you see the bird, he'll go. He pray in the morning before the sun come up. And then he go wash himself in the water. And there's no water, he'll clean himself in the sand or the dirt. And then they go seek their provision. Go find the food, the worms and the grass and the insects and so forth. So we too have a sacred path and a way to cleanse ourselves and to pray and so forth. So we have to get back into those things. And this too is part of that independent structure. Jenny, I thank you for bringing that out because the sacred pipe is a very sacred thing to us, and that's something else that we have tried to bring back to the forefront and the knowledge of it because our people, a lot of our things have been lost due to the colonization. I think it was, what was that declaration, 1756 or 53 or something, where their king told them, don't go past the Appalachian Mountains. Leave the people there. Why? Because they didn't want to keep furthering into war with us. But these people who we welcomed in our home, they didn't listen to their overseers, to their rulers who brought them here. And we allowed them to be here, and as Brother Chinupa said, we shared with them, we shared family with them, we shared food with them, we shared shelter with them, we showed their way of life, and out of greed and darkness of the hearts, and arrogance and ignorance and haughtiness and all these bad attributes, these people go further and further and further, and they do this to them, to their own children. And it perpetuates on and on and on. So we still have this problem today. But us as indigenous people, we must rekindle our way, our sacred ways. And our way was always a way of wisdom, a way of truth. There's no lies in our language. There's no lie in prayer. You know, when you go in the sweat lodge or you go in any prayer, there's no lying. Creator, he see in your heart. He know what's inside you. You can't lie to the Creator and he going to believe your lies. No way. Mother Earth know when you lying. When you go inside her, you can't tell her no lies. She know your whole story. She gave you everything. Everything you have in your hand came from her. So I thank you, Sister Jenny, for bringing that out because that was a topic I wanted to talk about tonight, and it was that of the that which was given to us, the sacred pipe, sacred bundles, sacred prayers, sacred fire, you know, the sacred waters. I was in one dream. I was told to go and pray at the five sacred waters, and I'm racking my brain, five sacred waters, because that knowledge had been lost for so long. Not understanding, I'm standing on it all the time, and that's this region here, the sacred Black Hills, that's in the west, in the Wyoming and Dakotas, the sacred Red Hills, that's down in Dene country, down in the southwest, in the green sacred hills of mountains of smoke. They call it the Smoky Mountains. That's the Appalachian and the Blue Ridge chain of mountains. Those are sacred places, prayer places, Bear Butte up there in the Black Hills. All these sacred places where prayers were taking place. And we find that there's a rectangular. If you look at those points on the U.S. map, that whole thing is inside of, it covers most of the landmass here at Turtle Island. And those are four sacred places, and there are many others. But after going and praying at those four sites, so many knowledges of ancient time come back and visit us. We're in that spiritual awakening now. It lasted 13 years, and it's gone, and it come back after 13 years. So while we in this listening audience, seek the knowledge of who we really are and what we're really supposed to be doing with our life and our time here on Mother Earth. Take care of our old people and educate and teach our young people the ways of truth, justice, and righteousness to be independent and be free. Those people, why do they keep all of this foolishness going, all of this disruption and fitna? Why? Because their hearts are not clean. They've been corrupted. So we have to fortify ourselves, clean ourselves, and fight the corruption so that these things can prevail in the right way. So that our grandchildren and great-grandchildren coming, they will have a better standing in here on earth. And they can take care of these traditions and take care of our people. I'll turn it back over to you guys.
You know,
as Brother Jabril was mentioning, you know, to the listening audience that's tuned in, I want to share this piece, and I do believe Jenny's still on, and we'll give her another chance as we're getting, you know, close to the top of the hour. But hear this, folks, okay? Many, many years ago, we weren't even here. I wasn't. But it was the stories that were told. Grandpa said this. Civilized and modern man have always took for granted the value of life. Civilized and modern man have always took for granted the freedoms of life. Okay? Because the freedoms of life were actually independent life, which was all the living creatures of the Earth Mother and the great mystery who created them. And he decided to put the two-legged in a place for himself to coexist with them. Unfortunately, the white race couldn't live on those principles. But people of color, the red man, the black man, the yellow man, we have lived according to them. And those are our ancient stories. Those are our stories that still live in 2021. And so when you look at how women today and women of yesterday and tomorrow, they don't give the value of life its full meaning. And if you women disagree, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to challenge you on every level of it. Because two-thirds of our women nowadays, it's kind of dropping down now, because it used to be three-quarters of our women. Now it's two-thirds of our women, okay, are picking up the dress once again. Okay? Yes, they are, folks. I've seen this. When that beauty restores your body's protection back to yourself, then and only then can you tell the men to protect you and many other things that go with that value of life because of the freedom of independence. That's what we've been saying all along. And the 1840 boundary line was open. It wasn't incarcerated like all them states across the Missouri and Mississippi River. When you look at all them states heading east and all them states from the Rocky Mountains, from Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, clear down to Califas and, Texas. All of them, they're starting to be
incarcerated now, all them states. And this is how civilized man put us. And guess what? They're still abusing our women. Back to you all and back to you, Jenny.
Well, I was going to talk more about what to do with them when it comes to the sacred site. For me, for what I feel about it, is when you're actually born into this world of the families of it, the teaching, the everything that the white man didn't want our people to remember. And my grandparents, they had to go through those days where they had to hide it. My grandma Busaki, she carried a Bible, but she couldn't read it because she spoke fluent Blackfeet. She couldn't speak English. But they had to hide out the ceremony because before I was born. So after they didn't have to hide it out, well, being raised around it, and myself being raised out in the country, right at the mouth of the Glacier Mountains, the Glacier National Park, they call it, and being out there, being raised, you know, by candle and a lamp and fire stove, you know, and having to go get our water. We didn't have running water. But when you're raised like that, you know, it's like your whole mind and understanding of this world, it's a whole different understanding. We weren't poor, you know, because we didn't live like the white people, you know, then when what was going on then. Browning, it wasn't as how it looks now. It wasn't that big. So a lot of the elders back then, the medicine people, they were still alive. So the teaching was still strong. They were healers and everything, you know. It was real then. So in getting to be around that and raised by the pipe and witnessing them as a little girl, what they can do and, you know, stuff, and it's something that you can't just forget. You know, it's inside you. So the teaching of it, it's something that people want to know today. Myself, I know not to play with it, you know, because you see how real it is. And this, you know, in this world that we all live in, that everybody's trying to figure out where we all came from and what, you know. But they're not realizing, you know, the one beneath your own 2 feet was without her, you wouldn't exist, you know, and that's what it's going to come to. And their understanding, their religion, it'll never work here because it don't belong here. Look what happened. See what's happening today? That's what happened because it don't belong here. It'll never work here because it don't belong here because there's nothing but destruction. And there's a lot of things, you know, that our people, you know, we, from what my understanding from it was, my grandpa and all, they were very careful who they were teaching because they didn't want anybody to abuse it, you know? So it wasn't just given to whoever for money or something. There's a lot to it. But the oldest part about it, the whole teaching, is when the turtle led the elephant. And that's the one that the grandmother need to understand that one again. Mm. That's the one that I feel that the white man will never, ever figure out unless, you know, he's chosen by the people that understand that teaching. And all of this, you cannot teach in the white school. All of the teaching has to go back to the ceremony, the lodge was given, because for me, if without the pipe teaching in the lodge, we would not know anything. We would not know nothing about who we are and where we came from. And that's why it was given, to help us to remember. That's why we can't abuse it. It's a teaching that was way before. If they say that the pipe, the white buffalo calf pipe, was given 19 generations ago or something, well, that's way before Jesus was sent. Way before the story, their story came here. So the pipe and the lodge, the thing was already given. And that's why we can't mix those two stories. We have to remain with what was given to us. That's the only way it'll work for us. So that's one that I need to be talked about amongst our own people. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Well, that brings us back to what we said earlier. You know, truth and falsehood can't stand together. And Creator gave every community a way of living, a food, a song, a prayer. And universally, all around the globe, all the indigenous people, predominantly, if you take a consensus of the indigenous people worldwide, all believe in the Creator, and they all stay close to Mother Earth, and they have a traditional way of doing this, and they have a language to pronounce this. See, in the beginning, you know, if you go back to, you know, into these ancient times and ancient teachings, you find this in just about every community. But even those people who the Pope sent them out with this so-called Christianity, they even corrupted that, because this is all falsehood. They lied on Jesus. They lied on Moses. They lied on everybody for capital gain. Anyone who's not of their understanding, enslave them, steal from them, rob them, murder them, pillage them, rape them. This is their instruction to their people. This is a total false doctrine. This doctrine of discovery. You didn't discover anything. You came as a refugee. You came as a beggar. These were people who they cast out, who came here after they sacked Al-Andalus, Seville, Spain, in 1490. When they had colluded together and they ran those Berbers out, and they sacked that. Then they came here 2 years later, 1492, and they met Massasoit and the people of the Wampanoag and the Narragansett. They met these people on the East Coast in their fishing villages. They welcomed them. Didn't discover anything. You came to someone's home who welcomed you, who had they had a way of life. In the traditional way of life, the Creator always sends somebody. He sends so many. He always picks somebody to come and refurbish the message to the human being. One Creator, one Mother Earth, all nations of people, one family. Straight, honesty, truth, justice, righteousness, love. We never had locks on our doors. We never had doors with locks. Even in my time as a kid growing up, we didn't lock no doors. You go over to the neighbor's house, he welcomed me in. You didn't even have to know him. One time in our travels on relocation, my mom and my brothers, we were on an Amtrak train relocating to California. And my mom met with another lady, indigenous lady. We didn't know her. My mom didn't know her, but they came together as sisters. When we got to L.A., we lived in their house. They treated us as their honored guests, gave us their beds, gave us, shared their food. This is our way. Always been our way. So saying this to say that we have to bring back those ways of living amongst ourselves and bring this back to our people. Because a lot of our people are lost. They don't know who they are. They question it, well, where did I come from? You came from the Creator. You came from your parents. You're an inhabited, grew from the soil here. And some came here from other places, grew from the soil there. But we are one people, one human nation, globally. Wake up, people. Come back to your true self, your true independence. You have a spirit inside. Purify it. That's why we do the sweat. That's why we do prayers. That's why we do evolution. We do all these things to cleanse ourselves. We must pick these ways back up. Truth and justice and honesty. Pray to the Creator. Be honest. Be just. Be independent. I was just digging in the BIA website and looking through all the documents and so forth there. I find the Cheyennes. I find the Arapahoes. I find the Blackfeet. I found the Dakota. I found the Cherokee. When you go back in there, and anybody listening who challenges what I'm saying, just go in the BIA website, type in the name of your tribe and independence, and you're going to come up. It's going to have a section there for those nations, and it's going to talk about this government, the government relationships. It's going to talk all about the store-to-store relationship, because those are all commercial stores, commercial entities, and they all have a commercial contract with each other. It's going to talk about that. But then when you get down, it's going to have highlighted words like the name of the people, and independence will be highlight, will be bold caption, bold fonts. And when you get to the bottom, we're going to say at each one, those were always recognized as independent nations. So if they are telling you you are dependent of them, but you are always an independent nation, they are telling you to your own face that you are independent. But if you want to be a dependent of us and you want to suckle off of us, we'll do it for you. If you want to be a commercial entity and have a store-to-store relationship, we can do that. Yet you can do that and still be independent. You don't have to be dependent. No one's dependent. That ended when you reached puberty. You became independent. And as a group, you're an independent nation of people, independent community. And all together, all our different communities, we are one global nation of independent people. We must come back to that. We must go before the World Council, all these different nations who came together and said, hey, UN Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People. Because indigenous people have been under this assault globally, worldwide, in India, in Pakistan, in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Africa, in Turtle Island, in the Virgin Islands, you name it, Hawaii, you name it, indigenous people were there. They have been under that assault. But now is the new day. Independence, self-determination. For truth, justice, righteousness for all people. So we implore all our sister nations to stand up, be counted, bring your voices out, come together, go with us to the UN, sit at the table with the rest of the nations and voice our concerns. You want your freedom back? You got to take it back. You don't need a gun or a bomb or injure anybody to do it. All you need to do is voice, state what it is, and stand on that. Live it. As Chinupa stated earlier in the show, folks, live it. We live it day to day, every day. We bring these truths out, and we address the falsehood. It take off running. When truth hit falsehood, it knocks his brains out. Falsehood cannot stand against truth. But if you say nothing, you sit on the couch and watch TV and play with the remote and drink a cold drink and have popcorn and pizza, guess what? They're going to keep running away with your freedom, with your independence, and you're going to stay a dependent. You're going to stay suckling off of corruption and falsehood. And they'll give you just enough to stay alive but not make it anywhere. You look at the new birth certificates they give out today, they have no status on it, no connection to any nation, no, what do they call it? They don't, what'd you say? No ethnicity, no background. It's just your name, where you was born, and what city, what state. They're trying to put a claim on us. They're mixing. We were researching date night for last, researching what's in these vaccines. We found sugar, salt, and preservatives in one company's making, and another one has sugar, salt, preservatives, and animal. It's called mRNA, mammal RNA, to mix with your DNA, your blood, and so they can file a patent and say, we own that. That's a genetically modified organism. We own it. They are actually trying to own us, people. I sent out to many people, and if you want it and you don't have a listening audience, give us a call, and we'll send it to you, too, where the United States just lost, they lost a lawsuit showing that this has been a fraud for 30 years. 30 years, folks. This has been a fraud against humanity, and we are participating in it. If we participate in it, then we are a co-conspirator against humanity, against the rights of people. Especially our own families, our own elders, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, because your mother or father is my elder too. My grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, father is your grandmother, grandfather. We are all family. We are all related. Just like we're related to the trees, to the water, to the grass, to the animals. And a lot of people say, well, how is that possible? Can you live without trees? No way. Because they produce, the foliage produces the oxygen that you need to breathe. They're telling you put a mask on and breathe carbon dioxide to weaken your immune system. They want to get rid of us. They've been trying to get rid of us for a long time. But we're seeds. You bury us, we grow more. So research, people. Get the true understanding of what's going on. It's been proven that these people are fraud and that this whole thing that they are doing is fraud. But unless we stand up and we voice the truth and we speak out against this and we put documents against this, these untruths, these falsehoods, we will suffer the consequences. And the Creator is going to question us one day. I made you indigenous people the leaders of humanity. I gave you wisdom. I gave you truth. I gave you honesty. I gave you stewardship of the land. I gave you stewardship of the animals and kinship with the animals. How is it that we can talk with these animals? How is it that they have a relationship with us, unlike other people? Because the Creator gave us this stewardship, gave us this relationship, and we don't take care of the trust. When you entrust it with something, you don't take care of it, what happens? It's taken away from you. You're penalized. Mother Earth will penalize us when we go back inside her if we don't do the right thing. What will happen to our children if we don't do the right thing for them? If we don't feed them nourishing food, will they be healthy? No. If we don't give them good knowledge, will they be intelligent? No. Is that right? Right. So I'll turn it back over to you guys. We're at the top of the hour, and we'll give it to our listening audience. If you guys want to come in and say something, you know, I'm very passionate about independence and about self-determination, and I want so much to see my people free again. Me, I'm free. Brother, come on in. Brother Ali.
It's good to be on with my brothers. I've listened to you. I've listened to Chinupa. I've listened to the sister Jenny, I believe. And I'm just elated with the profound truth and wisdom that y'all interjecting And I just wanted to add, this is your brother Ali from the Detroit, Michigan area. And I just wanted to add that, you know, what you all saying, I wholeheartedly agree with. There's no denying we need to come back to spirituality. We need to come back to nature. We need to come back to all those things that we were blessed with before things took a turn. And in order to do so, you have to, like I say, you have to keep the prayers out front. You have to basically eat the right things. You have to take in the right information. And I agree with everything that y'all basically expounded on and expressed. And I'm almost moved to tears just to hear how it's being presented. And I just wanted to share and chime in and let you know I wholeheartedly agree with all the information that's being presented. Just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for that understanding, Brother Ali. It's one of our brothers here in the Michigan area.
That's a beautiful piece. You can actually hear a brother really paying attention to what we indigenous folks are doing. You see, the white man can call himself an indigenous person if you let him, okay? And he's going to do that, which all of you have been doing. But he can't be an indigenous person if he's not spiritual. See, the black men were spiritual, which they're still spiritual today. The red man, spiritual, and they're still spiritual today. And the yellow man, they're spiritual, and they're still spiritual today. What I really wanted to amplify on exactly what the brother was saying, indigenous people in our own country, okay, this indispensable existence, okay, this whole integral, you know, development as people, okay, states once tried to eliminate people. That's why out in the East Coast, if you've ever been out there, there's a total annihilation of our people that once existed out there. They're no more. But out here in the Western Hemisphere, where we're from, out here, the Midwest, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, and, you know, other states within the great regions. We're still here collectively getting our brothers and sisters, what remains of them in these small areas in those other states out east, to come back home this way. And once they do that, that's how you recognize and respect the right of how indigenous people used actions to collective themselves from a judicial and a social political environment that creates a positive and honorable ecosystem, which you listen to the animals from day one. But today, because of these foreign practices, when a professor or any school teacher, they try to use cultural insensitives to describe the beliefs of spirituality, they forget one thing. They forget language that coexists with all the four-legged and winged creatures. Freedoms are provided in an international perspective, okay? And as free people once did it since time immemorial, we're the only ones still subjugated. The white race is, you know, principles of a power that isn't his. And it's hard to state it, but it's the truth. And so with that understanding, a majority of them have lost this understanding by remaining free and independent. And I will say this, whether people agree with me or not, I'd love to debate things like that. When you look at how you recognize violence in a modern perspective, has the white people been beating everybody up, bastardizing their values of life? Those fundamental freedoms are not human rights, folks. They eradicate the forms of violence. This is how America has always practiced and perfected those colonial policies, to stop people from coexisting with freedom. Does that make sense? Hell yeah, it does. So when we express more of the involvement of once a free people lived by, you can see that the animals that are still connected with these four colors of man Okay, and I mean these four colors of man. The white man is the only one that can't awaken his spiritual animal. Sad but true. But the other three color of man have their spiritual animal with them. And I'm living proof. Chanupa Gulhak Money is still with his four-legged. My dog soldiers, my chalks, and my big dog. Those are my men. That's how you promote the exercising of that recognition. That's why the draft declaration on human rights is a key principle. Because once you understand the political independent nation state status through your territorial boundaries, then and only then can freedom live again. I turn it all back to all of you with more comments and more understanding with it. Remember, Wolak Hosaki Lila Otechike Ash Toha Woyuk Chakika Lena Toyapi Hunter Takukash and a cock yanked in her Wakhantaka Kishi Mane Tuna Unchi Makaki Lena Wania. Back to you, listening audience.
All right, well, thank you for that, Brother Chinook, for that understanding. And this is so profound that we able to bring these things out and share with each other. If anyone in the listening audience would want to come in and share anything, we're at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, 10 after 8, and we got about another 20 minutes into the show. If anyone wants to bring anything else out, feel free to go right ahead. Okay, well, so one thing I wanted to bring up again is like is this thing with this plandemic. And I implore the people to look up this what this vaccine is, and you know, anytime you got a virus with a patent on it, and there is, you can Google it. You know, the patent on the coronavirus patent. Well, it actually is not under coronavirus, under COVID-19. If you Google patent on COVID-19. You'll see that there's a patent been filed back in 2007, I think, 2003. And they have a patent on that. They have a patent on the vaccines. All this was previously done long before this time, which they had planned to bring out in 2019. They just got a late start on it. Tried to blame it on the Chinese people and say that they did it. We actually have the site, like I said, if you go on, just give us a call and we'll send you the link to it, and you can pull up the actual court case where the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, were Health and Human, United States Department of Health and Human Services, they were the defendants in the case, and they lost the case. Informed Consent Action Network is the people who actually sued them. It was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and some other individuals, along with many others who helped with the research and so forth, proving that in the last 32 years, there is no quality control, meaning there's no lab test cases, there's no test and trials to prove that these things have any benefit in the last 32 years. Of course, we know that a lot of our children have gotten brain damage and nerve damage, and a lot of adults have gotten nerve damage and so forth. And some people have even died as a reaction to these different vaccines. So, folks, me being one who is learned in the traditional medicines, food, and our foods are our medicine, and the Creator would not put us on this planet without giving us everything we need to exist here. And in all of our cultures before this industrial revolution, we healed ourselves from nature. your creator and Mother Earth give us everything we need. So we have to look in that direction. If we keep following this falsehood and ignorance, we are going to not exist after some time. They will annihilate us. And this is one of those tools for propatiacy, as Brother Chinupa spoke last week about propatia. What is propatia? Propatia is to be removed, never to return. Genocide is removing where you just thin the herd down and they still exist, like our buffalo, 80 million, and our my grandma said 800 million, but their statistics say 60 to 80 million buffalo roam this country. And now there's just a few of them in this pen and that pasture and this farm on that ranch, but not like before. So that's the genocide. They genocided our buffalo. Yet they still exist, just like they genocided us, and we still exist, but in much smaller numbers. But propatiacy is what is being striven for, and propatia is to be erased like some of our animals and some of our plants, to never be seen, never come back again. And they, the European people, I hope one day they can clean themselves up and move away from this evil practice and way of life that they live on. Because them, too, they were once given a proper way to live. And all of them are not guilty of these behaviors, but they have indoctrinated most of their people to be this way. And if we follow that path, folks, we're doomed to destruction. The devil is a trickster. He's a liar. And if we follow that path, I'm sorry, but we won't make it. And we won't be around and we won't exist. Now, like Jenny said, our sister Jenny said, a lot of people are trying to figure out who we are, where we came from, who's our people, and what people are this and that. Well, just think, down the road, maybe come to a point that we don't know anything, have no connection. As Brother Chinupa said, still there are small groups and small nations who still have some of the ancient teachings, but not all the teachings like we once had. But we can regain this. The Creator will give it back to us if we stand up and we stand together and we implore truth, justice, and righteousness under independence and self-determination. So I'll give it back to you, folks.
Can I say something here?
Sure. Come in, sisters. Welcome.
What you were talking about, I just listened to what you were saying. And, you know, this was foreseen. It was foretold. But, you know, it's just that the people, a majority of our people, they don't listen or they don't understand what you're saying. And is it really their fault? Because most of those people of ours are people that converted, you know, to the European religion. So a lot of them don't understand the tradition, the teachings and stuff, like the ones that, you know, have it within them and what we could speak in a way to understand each other, you know. And you can tell which ones really do have that understanding of it, the teaching with when they were raised with their grandparents. And I look at that, you know, that's really hard. I guess for our tribe up here, that's really a big concern for me, how it is like that, because a lot of them still speak against our ways, but then they try to mix it, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, so if they're mixing it like that, so what are they saying? You know, they're giving, mixed messages to the younger generations, because the younger generations need to know the teaching that was given to our people now, huh? Mm. So if we talk about the spiritual awakening, which was in 2013, because during that time is when a lot took place in my life. And that had to do with our teachings and what our ceremonies and what, okay? And they say not to boast yourself, and I never will boast myself, so I don't brag about anything. But a lot of it, you know, was shown before things had happened. You know, and myself, I thought I was kind of, I was going crazy a bit, but you know, I had to be reassured by my own children I wasn't. But then, you know, when I started finding other people that, you know, stood like me, I knew I wasn't. I was not crazy, okay? So I knew that, you know, yeah, everything was real, you know, that was happening starting 2013, they called a spiritual awakening. So a lot of people, either they caught it, they got some messages from it or what, some things took place or what, and we're still within that 13 years of it. We're over half of that time of it. Mm-hmm. But the ones that really understand it, you know, they know what I'm talking about. So these are the times that we're supposed to be teaching about who we are now. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for a lot of our people because they're so stuck into this white man's education and the clock time and all that. Hmm? We're supposed to be looking at a food source, everything. How are we going to still live and exist? The children are still going to be who they are with the human rights that we had and hopefully still have. We don't know what's left of those, you know, because we ran under a tribal government and they're the ones that are always selling something. Hmm? Well, we have to look at that. But it's sad that, you know, being just to be a human, you have to go through all of that. Hmm?
Yes, definitely.
Today's world,
you know,
it's too much.
You know, let me jump in here as we're coming down to the top of the hour. I want to share this understanding openly with all of you, women and men. And I don't give a damn if you don't get it, but you're going to get it one way or the other after I lay down this understanding. When you look at people being captive, you can vanish them and you can continue to subdue them. And you also can subjugate them to create a dominion, which you have a tribe better known as the tribal government. And you will constantly use colonialization to use that power of plenary power to domesticate the quest for freedom when people are having that conquest of what sovereignty is supposed to be. But irregardless of everything I just mentioned, civilization is the empire of how governments reduce you and subjugate you to overthrow your human right as a once free and independent people. This is how they invade you. And last but not least, once you allow them to capture you, that's the destruction of how dehumanization becomes a powerful tool to melt the soul within and without. And that's how that domination rules this country. Sad but true, whether you'll get it or not. I said that tonight because listening to a majority of the people get into a lot of the stuff, and we're constantly denying ourselves. We're constantly denying ourselves of that truth of what this white man's capable of doing. And until we get back to those basics, then can you sing your song of glory. Then you can sing your song of freedom. And that song will become independent from time immemorial after I'm dead and gone. And as we come down to the top of the hour, I want to welcome everybody again to the show tomorrow night, same time, 5 o'clock Mountain to Mountain Time to 6:30. This is your show, folks. Share this knowledge and understanding and information to other people that could come on and say things. Come on, Indian people. Y'all like to talk. Put your shit together and let's get busy, man. Let's share these ideas and understandings with each other. If we care for each other and love each other like we say we do, Let's act like it. Enough of this bullshit. Quit hiding, you guys. I'm sorry that you guys just, man, got caught with this whole understanding I just threw at you. And that was really powerful, what I just said. Wasn't it, Jabril? Wasn't it? Tell me I wasn't. I'm lying, man. That wasn't powerful.
You ain't lying. That was very powerful, man.
Yeah, I concur, bro.
No,
I definitely concur.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, man. See, that's the reality, man. And until we mastermind that with our heart and allow the heart to infringe those fucking words back on the white man, excuse me for that term, I will always stand on the principle of women, no different than my sister Leona, struggling to keep freedom in the midst of her hands for all humanity, all humanity. And with that, thank you all for coming in. Thank you all for tuning in. I love y'all, and here's my song to all of you. And after I sing it, Jabril's going to close it out and welcome you all for tomorrow night's show. So here's our song in closing. Let's tell them my name, Kielo, yo. Let's tell them my name, Kielo, yo. Hey, 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 hey. Let's tell them my name, Kielo, yo. Let's tell them my name, Kielo, yo. Hey, 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 hey. La ko wi cho ha ki he wa hi la ye lo le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo hey 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 hoy le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo hey 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 La kho wi cho kha ki te wa khila ye lo le che lo mani ki ye lo yo hey 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 ho le che lo mani ki ye lo yo le che lo mani ki ye lo yo hey 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 le che lo mani ki ye lo yo le che lo mani ki ye lo yo Hey, 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 la ko wi cho kha ki te wa khila ye lo le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo hey, 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 hoy le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo le che lo ma ne ki ye lo yo hey, 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 la ko wi cho kha ki te wa khila ye lo Let's hello money, ki yellow, hey, 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 oh. Good night to everybody that was tuned in from indigenous country here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Pokahe, Wopilat Hunky Chichup. Thank you for a great show. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Ha ho!
Ha ho, Wopilat.
Ha ho.
Okay, folks, well, that was Chinupa Gluha Money and many others. And thank you for calling Indigenous Voices of People and engaging with us. And we hope to see you tomorrow, same time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This has been Indigenous Voices of People. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you for those who engaged in the conversation tonight. And we'll close out and we'll see you tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.
Okay.
Allahu akbar. Alhamdulillah.